your host, Logan Rizzio. Join with me today is Omega Fear. Today we have us 2025, the math wide receiver, Emmanuel Dyson, as he joins the show to recap his junior season, how he fared, goals for the offseason, and how his recruitment has fared. What's up, man?
What's going on? Thanks for having me today, yeah.
Of course. DeMath, of course, fell just short in the championship game, following the good council, but a strong season for you guys and the Stags. What do you feel like went right in 2023, and what makes you confident heading into 2024?
I feel that 2023, you know, me and my guys, we were locked in. You know, we tried to do it for the seniors, came short, obviously. I'm not even going to, like, give any excuses, like, about the weather or anything. I feel like we should have won that game. But I feel confident in my team coming up in 2024. I feel like that we're all on the same track. We're all on. We are in the right headspace right now, and we're going to get that chip next year. So I feel as though we can do it.
Nice. And I know, obviously, you're one of the big guys coming back next year, Bud Coombs, you know, a bunch of guys, Noah Chambers, all these guys, you know, integral pieces. But I guess kind of for you now with the kind of off season, you know, about 4 or 5 weeks in now, what do you feel like maybe personally you're kind of maybe focusing on, kind of really trying to take that next step in?
Right now, I'm focusing on speed training, you know, getting way faster and more explosive. This season is going to be a big year for me, especially focusing on my hands, like contact grabs, all that, things like that. And I'm just focusing on being unstoppable next season.
So we know that former Maryland receiver Tavon Jacobs has been around the Stags this past fall. Anything that he was able to help you with so far?
Yeah, for sure. He's been able to help me, especially like with understanding like route concepts, understanding like what holes it, like where to attack in the defense, you know, understand like being more smart within the game, because obviously everybody's skilled, but he taught me, like, he's been advancing me in my route tree and helping me become more smart and read defenses and not just playing. So yeah, he's been helping me be able to pick up defenses and things like that.
I like it, man. I know you talked about kind of what you want to work on personally, but, you know, Denzel Gardner, he was a guy, he's been able to really show a lot of things in the pocket. Obviously, with him coming back for 2024 as well, how do you feel like just the rapport between you two, you know, either is good or maybe can take that next step?
Oh, no, it's getting way better. Chemistry building up. I'm playing 7-on-7 together this season again, as we did last year. So it's me and him are clicking, and it's getting way better.
Nice. So you're doing and I guess what 7-on-7 team you working with this year?
Maryland Octane.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have the tournament down in Orlando. I think, was it next week or so?
Yes, sir. Cool. The 26th, 27th.
Yeah. But good, man. Excited to see how you guys do down there. But you know, obviously, I know you've been able to make a name for yourself on the field and been able to kind of establish, you know, some juice on the recruiting trail. And you know, kind of with the early signing period over for 2024, a little bit more focus on your class now. So, no, it's still pretty early, but how do you feel like things have kind of developed, you know, just for your recruitment?
Everything is starting to go. My recruitment is going up for sure. You know, talking to a lot of coaches, seeing what's what, who's who. I'm narrowing it down faster. Like, I'm committing May 2nd. So I'm going to the schools that I would like to see and who's really messing with me for me. So that's how it's going.
I don't recall or not. Do you have a public top list?
No, not yet. I'm going to drop it soon, though.
Sure. All right. And staying on the recruiting side, you know, you're coming off a visit to West Virginia this past weekend where they host a number of local prospects out of Maryland. How was it getting to Morgantown, and what is it about the Mountaineers that sticks out to you?
Getting there, I mean, it was snowing all the time, so it was a little rocky, but we got there. I like the hospitality and things like that. You know, Coach Lau, the receiver coach, had a good talk with him. He was, you know, he building that chemistry with me. I like it at Morgantown. It's not too much. I mean, it's kind of crowded. It's a million people there, but, you know, it's like they're the only professional team there, so, like, everybody's there for West Virginia, so I like it up there.
I like it, man. And I know obviously Maryland's a school that you've been able to get to in the past. But I know that I think believe that they were able to stop by DeMath late last week. And I know that they also announced Azar Abdul-Rahim. I wasn't really sure if that was someone that you were familiar with, just kind of with him, you know, recruiting the area when he was at Boston College and just kind of with his ties.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Coach Azar. When he was at Boston College. Yeah, offered me when I was a freshman at Boston College. So, you know, I'm familiar with him.
Sure. I guess how do you feel like the kind of relationship, or I guess what do you feel like maybe makes the relationship kind of click between you two?
He calls up and checks on me, see what I'm doing, like just having regular conversation with me. Like, not everything is about football. He talks to me about personal stuff, you know, talks to me about like regular everyday stuff, like, you know. So treats me like his family. So
I got you. I know, obviously, he just got there, so it's a newer, or I guess, familiar face that's new in the program. But kind of before then, you know, did you feel like, Coach Sumlin was recruiting to Matha? Do you feel like there were any other coaches that you kind of built a strong rapport or, you know, kind of just kind of clicked with?
At Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach Brewer, for sure. Obviously, the receiver coach, you know, talks to me day in and day out, you know, sends me, like, little messages, keep me motivated. Send me little like video clips and stuff, help me work on my game. I send him clips for me, and he tells me what I could do to get better and things like that. So Coach Brewer for sure.
Nice, man. And other than West Virginia, Maryland, is there any other schools that are prioritizing you or you want to get to this spring?
Yes, sir. Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Florida. Obviously West Virginia, Maryland. But those are schools I'm really prioritizing right now.
I got you. And you said May 2nd commitment, and then just kind of keep an eye out for top group kind of coming out these next couple weeks or so?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Got you, man.
So, Emmanuel Dyson, rising senior wideout at DeMatha. Where can the fans find you on social media, man?
On Instagram, you can find me at SGHundo. That's SGHUNDO. Twitter, 15HUNDO. It's 15HUNDOOO.
Looking forward to watching you and the Stags next fall, and appreciate you taking the time with us today, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.